I'm Julia, and you're listening to the Spirit Nomad Podcast, the show that helps spiritual seekers step into their purpose and freedom. You can find the video version of this podcast and many more on the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel. Now, let's get into the episode. I have tried psychedelics like shrooms, ayahuasca, San Pedro, LSD, as I was traveling around the world in my 20s. But 5 years ago, I decided to quit psychedelics, and today I will share four reasons why. Reason number one is, on my enlightenment journey, I have read so many sacred texts and books, and what they all seem to have in common is to really stay away from intoxicants, like alcohol and drugs. In the Bible, it says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." Debauchery means excessive use of alcohol, sex, and drugs. So fill yourself with Spirit, so the nectar of God, rather than wine and drugs. I love that so much. And that leads us to the next point. Reason two is that you can get the same high from meditation. So what all these psychedelics I took have in common is that I felt interconnectedness with everything and everyone around me. Total bliss, peace, and being in the present moment. Well, I have been meditating for around an hour every day for several years, and eventually your meditations become deeper and deeper, and you reach that bliss, that exact state that you have in on a good psychedelic trip as you meditate, without any risks, which we'll get on to later, the risks with psychedelics. I recently interviewed on my podcast the author of The Enlightenment Project, and what all the gurus he had interviewed had in common is that most days, they're just in a total state of bliss. So that can literally be your everyday life when you dedicate yourself to your spiritual path and to meditation. You don't need anything external, no drugs, nothing like that, to reach that blissful state. Reason number three why I quit psychedelics is because when you take these drugs, you open your energetic field both to positive entities and to negative entities. That's why it's so essential to protect your energy when you are on these drugs. So when I did these, I was on retreats with shamans, and they have experience in how to protect the energy of the participants. So if you're gonna do it, don't just do it on a party or by yourself. Best way is on a retreat with shamans. But there's still the risk of psychic attacks, entity attachment, etc., which is not fun stuff. A friend from the ayahuasca retreat, she got a negative entity on an ayahuasca retreat, and she just contacted so many healers to try to get rid of this entity, and eventually she did, but all that money, it just wasn't worth it for her. And even shamans themselves get attacked, especially from competing shamans with bad intent. So if shamans themselves can't protect themselves all the time, then how can you if you've never done it before? Reason number four why I quit psychedelics is because of bad trips. It's hard to know exactly how much to take. So the first time I took ayahuasca, nothing happened. I had some blocks. So after the session, I got some herbal sauna thing happening. And then the next day, I took the same dose and I was off to the moon. It was like this kaleidoscope, is how it's called, with all these geometric patterns and colors. I couldn't even see the people around me. They were just like in gas. It was absolutely crazy. Even when I was closing my eyes, it looked like that. The shamans tried everything to help me. They gave me a cold shower, but the visions were still there. So if you're having a bad trip, that could last for several hours. That's the thing with most psychedelics, it lasts for hours, and it can get even worse. You might have heard about the health guru Ben Greenfield. He basically introduced the concept of psychedelics and microdosing to the Western world, but he's decided now to stop psychedelics because of he's Christian and he doesn't feel like it's right from the Bible and everything he's read. And also he told some stories in this podcast of his. This is very rare, but sometimes it happens for example, a mother, she thought that her daughter was a zombie or something in her vision, so she shot her daughter and she died. Now, am I saying that everybody should stay away from psychedelics? Of course, you do you. But there's actually a specific group of people who I actually think should try psychedelics. And that is if you don't believe in spirits slash ghosts, aliens, past lives, that we have a soul and an ego. If you don't believe in these things, then I recommend you do it just to cause that spiritual awakening like you did for me. Because I used to be atheist all my life. But that all changed once I had my ayahuasca retreat. You literally get to interact and see spirits. Like, this happened for every participant. An alien from Sirius took over the body of one of the participants with his permission. But that was just so crazy to see. It really opens up your eyes. However, if you already had your spiritual awakening, you already know all this, then I don't think the risks makes it worth it. It's just too risky. But I'd love to hear your comments. If you have tried psychedelics, how was your experience? Would you ever try it in the future if you haven't? Love to hear. Let's continue the discussion in my Telegram group, the Spirit Nomad Podcast Tribe, link in the description. If you'd like to support the podcast, leave a review and share it with a friend. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.